Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Yep.
All right, so...
Went out and saw this one at 10 o'clock last night.
That was the only showing that it had at our theater. It was like at 9:55 p.m.
We didn't get out of there until like midnight.
And there was only one other guy in the theater.
Yeah.
It was a Monday night, though.
And he was tripping.
Fair.
He was tripping. He was like, what the fuck? What?
Well, I mean, he knew that it was a Cronenberg.
I guess he knew it was Cronenberg.
Like, yeah, because I heard him say like a couple times, like, Cronenberg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think you said that a couple times.
Yeah, so I walked out my Cronenberg. He's a big old dude with the fucking cane.
Yeah.
Yeah. He understood. Okay, is the movie any good? I know some people go, is it good? I'm waiting for it to stream, you know, and yeah, it's good. I kind of, it's kind of like a cross between Videodrome, Naked Lunch, and The Brood, kind of.
Got a lot of existens in
and
there.
It, yeah, I didn't see that one, so I can't make that.
Yeah.
But it's one of his good ones. Some weird shit, man. He Cronenbergs the fuck out on several occasions through the whole movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. They got a dude named Viggo. What's his name?
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen. And,
yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. He's probably best known for the Lord of the Rings movies, but he's been in, like, tons of shit, too.
He's an older guy. How old do you think he is? 60s?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He's in good shape, though. Looking good, fucking, and the women are loving on him in the damn movie and shit. And what he is he's a performance artist. He's like a Rembrandt. But what his skill is to grow these weird mutant fucking organs inside his body. And they got some kind of registry in the government. You got to go register these organs as they're born or something. And they got to be taken out of you. They don't let you grow them, I guess. And there's a whole club scene where you have these surgeries and everybody's taking pictures and loving it while they're taking things out of your body. His assistant is who is played by the same woman who did 007's or James Bond's girlfriend, his wife. She's a cute chick. She's in it. And she busts him out, too. So you get to see her. in this culture, surgery is the new sex.
Yeah, that's a line from the
movie. Yeah, so they, for them, it's like a sexual experience. It's like a live sex clubs, but it's surgery. It's being filmed in Greece somewhere. It didn't say Greece, but I recognize it as Greece.
Yeah, it was Greece.
It was Greece.
It was Athens, actually.
Athens, yeah. All these old buildings, all fucking dilapidated. Looks like a fucking Blade Runner in a way, but more kind of rural. So it looked really good. Turns out, not only is he this artist, he's also an undercover secret agent of the cops. And the cops are trying to keep track of all these people with these weird mutant organs that are being grown in them. There's another cult in there. It's like something out of The Brood. They're making plastic food, and people and some people can eat it and they can live. They love it. And other people eat it and it kills them. They got these weird beds that look like a damn half a walnut. You lay in it and it fucking rattles you and shakes you and shit. It looks biomechanical, and it's to and what it does is it helps you sleep better by anticipating your pain and discomfort. And then they got special chairs you sit in, look like bones, that fucking contort you and shit while you're eating so you can digest normal food. It's fucking bizarre. Fucking bizarre. Most people have evolved in a way where they don't feel any pain. So these surgeries, they don't even require any anesthesia.
They don't get infections anymore either. So they don't even have to clean shit. You can just like cut people open in an alley.
Yeah.
Well, like nobody gets sick from it.
Yeah, and the cops are worried about these people that can eat plastic. I don't know why. They're just worried about them. There's more and more of them every day.
Yeah, they're almost like a cell of, like, I guess you would sort of call them like eco terrorists, but
yeah.
It's sort of like, well, now here's the thing. This is a movie I kind of want to see this one again because
a bunch of secret shit was happening. I couldn't catch
It is very expository.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really disturbing images. I don't think it'll be disturbing for anybody that's familiar with David Cronenberg stuff because it's, very Cronenbergian.
Yeah, it's about like Videodrome kind of.
Yeah, and I mean, there's like some pretty fucked up shit in it. And I heard like when it premiered at Cannes, even though it got like a standing ovation from some people, like I heard like some people walked out and I was like, what the fuck were you even expecting? But okay. But it is, like, really philosophical. So there's a lot of scenes of, like, philosophical discussions about art and surgery and various things like that. So it's kind of, like, pretentious, but it's meant to be pretentious because I kind of get the feeling that it's satirical in a way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on in this that, like I said, because my hearing is bad, too, a little bit. So I'm used to having, you know, the closed captioning on, like, when I'm at home. And obviously in the movie I don't have that. So a lot of times, like, I think I missed, like, some of the dialogue. So this is one when it comes out on streaming, I'll probably watch it again so I can get all of the stuff. But I think I kind of caught what was going on. Like, the guy whose kid got murdered at the beginning, he was sort of like the head of the cell. Now, they were... They had altered their bodies, right, to be able to digest plastic, or they could digest. It wasn't just plastic; it was any kind of like harmful, like man-made materials, like, you know, any kind of like radioactive sludge or anything like that. I think they could eat anything like that.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was that they had altered themselves in such a way that then there was like a kid born that had it, that was born like that naturally.
Yeah, it's kind of like their messiah.
So, yeah, so it was kind of like evolution was going in that way. And so there's like two different factions of like, you know, we should evolve in that direction and see what happens, or we shouldn't evolve in that direction. Because Viggo Mortensen's character, whose name is Saul Tenser, by the way, his whole thing is he's really good at growing all of these vestigial organs. But him and Caprice, his partner, they just take them out, like, as performance art. And then, like, so it's kind of like a crisis where it's like, well, should he not take them out? Like, you know, should he leave them in there and, like, see where evolution goes? Yeah. And, like, all this other kind of stuff. They have this, it's not set, I mean, I guess it's supposedly the future, but they don't tell you when it is.
Or where.
Where it is. It's just, it's very much its own.
It's in its own universe.
Universe. So. Like, they don't really tell you, like, what happened, like, why the world ended up like this, like, how long it's taken, nothing like that.
Yeah, and there's nothing futuristic in it. Everything's actually real retro.
It's very, it's very like,
I'm
trying to like think of what the word, it's very, very mannered. It's very emotionally cold, but I get, you know, it keeps you at arm's length. But I guess most of Cronenberg's movies kind of do that. Yeah. It does have, when I was saying, it reminded me a lot of Existenz, and Existenz came out in 1999, and that was actually like the last sci-fi body horror film that he did before he went more into like crime drama. But this reminded me of Existenz in a lot of ways because they have, like, this autopsy machine that they use, like, for the surgery. It's called a sarc. And it's, like, this big, like, sarcophagus-type thing. And
looks like made out of bone.
Yeah, like, the controls of it is very much like the controls from the game in Existenz, where it's, like, this organic thing where you kind of, like, caress it. And that makes it, and then it like lights up different colors and shit like that. It looks like a bug, kind
of. It's kind of reminded me of Naked Lunch. Like, you know, remember the typewriter and everything, and he's like, you know, making love with the typewriter. The typewriter became an ass. Fucking, that was a weird. That book is weird, too. That dude is fucking tripping balls.
We should probably, like, review that one of these days, because I haven't seen the movie adaptation in a long time.
You haven't seen it? You've seen it, though, before.
I've seen it. It's just been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I don't want to fucking, you don't want to, the movie's new, so you don't really want to spoil everything about it. It's just, it's good. It's good. I would say, you know, it's along the same lines as classic Cronenberg, The Brood and Videodrome. And
give me a little bit of a Crash vibe, too.
I didn't see it, so I can't.
But that was based on a novel, though. Yeah. Like, that was based on a J.G. Ballard novel. Just in the sense of there being, like, surgical stuff being, like, sex, you know what I mean? Like, people getting off on being cut up.
Yeah.
So there was that kind of thing. It was Crash had a similar kind of thing, which actually, now that I'm thinking about it, not even Cronenberg movies, that movie that came out last year called Titan, that French movie, was actually kind of like Crash as well. But, like, people that were sexually aroused by machines. They didn't have so much of that in this. This reminded me a lot of Existenz, but, again, I haven't seen that in a long time either. Just the imagery reminded me of that. I will say that some of the stuff in here, I guess what made people walk out, because I heard that there was walkouts, like, when this was at the Cannes Film Festival, like, in the first 5 or 10 minutes. I'm guessing it was because of the kid.
I'm guessing, kid, probably, yep.
I'm guessing that's why people like walked out. And that actually, it's probably good they did, because it gets like way more fucked up than that like later on.
Yeah, it's soft.
I guess.
Yeah, it's soft.
Either that or
soft people.
Either that or like, well, like I said, it's like, it's Cronenberg. What the fuck are you expecting?
Yeah, you're watching Cronenberg movies.
His whole thing is
horror.
Yeah. His whole thing is like, hey, let's cut open our stomach and put a zipper in it, and then like, you know, reach our tongue in there and like poke around in everyone's organs.
Yeah.
Tattoo their organs while they're still inside.
There's what, two generations, maybe three generations of people that didn't grow up with Cronenberg and Videodrome and The Brood, and they would be probably highly insulted by that. But that's just, fuck you. You know what I mean? Fuck you.
But the weird thing about it is that I kind of feel like maybe they, maybe sometimes I think they kind of like hype that up, like, oh, people walked out because that'll make people go see it. Because honestly, a lot of people really seem to like it. They said it got a 6-minute standing ovation like at the end of it. So obviously most people.
Yeah, there's, another thing is that by Cronenbergian standards, it's not unusual. It's more kind of like a return to what he was always doing.
Yeah, a definite return to form.
It's just like return for the...
And I wonder, because when I was saying earlier that it was like similar to Existenz, it's because he wrote this movie, or the first draft of it, way back in 2003, I think, which was only like four years after Existenz came out. So he was still kind of like thinking along those lines. Because Existenz, if you haven't seen it, is more like a... like a virtual reality kind of game, but it's all like organic. They have like this plug that goes into the back of your spinal column, and it's all like, you know, and the, like the controller is like a fleshy thing that you rub on like to get it to do shit. So it's kind of like that. But he wrote it back in 2005. They were gonna make it, and then he was gonna come out in 2006, and then it just never got made, and he said fuck it, and he just like lost interest. But then, like, a couple years back, he got back interested in it again, and then Viggo Mortensen came. And I was wondering, like, when we were in the car on the way home, I said, I wonder, is he going back to body horror because now his son is making movies?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I didn't really... I haven't, like, seen
that many...
His son
does good shit, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen... Like, Brandon Cronenberg has only made two movies. He made Antiviral and Possessor, obviously. But those are both, like, excellent. So I'm just kind of wondering.
Yeah, I need to get those.
Yeah, I don't think you saw Antiviral. I did, but we saw Possessor.
Yeah, I liked Possessor.
I liked it a lot too. But they have like similar.
Yeah.
They have like a similar themes that they are like obsessed with.
Cronenberg was, you know, I liked Cronenberg because he'd always kind of come up with some kind of weird concept based on something that was really happening. Videodrome was about fucking manipulating and controlling people through screens, television screens. That this television screen is the mind's eye, or it's a way of interfacing into your brain and changing not only how you see reality, but changing your reality and then changing your physical body. That was the idea there. The Brood was kind of like that. These self-help places, okay, could get you to exteriorize your emotions, okay? And he's kind of being... And it gets to the point where you're actually giving birth to your own fucking emotional children and shit to go out and kill people. You know what I mean? But he was always trying to find some kind of darkness in what was going on in society. Like, well, what if it's really this? Or what if you... You know, let's turn it up to 11. What would that be like? You know, that's what he was good at. With this one, I think what he's talking about definitely has the body modification going on in clubs. It definitely has to do with fucking, what do you call them? Environmentalism. They're so environmentalist that they're evolving to eat the garbage of society. In order to kind of like pay for the sins of mankind. It's kind of what it's like.
Gotta clean this shit up.
Cleaning this shit
we're
up
just
by
gonna
eating.
Eat it.
Yeah. And it's just, and what
this
else?
Might not be a bad idea.
It bless wouldn't be you, possible. Sweetie. But,
I'm making a joke.
Yeah, it's just, so they become toxic themselves, kind of deal, and thrive in it. He's just turning the shit up to 11, you know? He's being fucking critical. I guess would be a good way to put it, which I like it. Yeah.
Well, and he's also kind of, I don't know, the thing about David Cronenberg is that I think a lot of his films, like I said, are like satirical.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind
but of his sad. Sense of humor is so dry.
Yeah, it comes off as
that
horror.
I think some people like maybe don't, because this movie for sure there was like some funny shit in it. Like, not funny haha, but dryly funny.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristen Stewart's character, how she was just constantly like, she seemed like she was just on the verge of like orgasming all the time, like, yeah, the way she was talking and stuff. That, yeah, was like, I thought that was like kind of hilarious.
Yeah, the thing with that is, you know, the Vigo, his character, what was his name, Saul?
Yeah, Saul Tenser.
Yeah, I like how they had him dressed up. Okay, I have some of those types of outfits that he had with the fucking hoods and the fucking, you know, like we got from what you call it.
Yeah, he looked kind of like,
I got a couple of those.
What is that, Assassin's Creed?
Like something out of Assassin's
Creed.
Ninja
or something.
Yeah, so he's dressed like that, and he's like he's basically kind of like a fucking club superstar, almost like a rock star to these people who are into this weird fetish.
Yeah, everybody knows who
he is.
They
just know this guy, and he's just, so at the registry board, you know, they just see him as a fucking superstar, and it's an old guy and this young chick, and they both want to fucking screw him, basically. Both trying to secretly put moves on him. That's how much they love him. And the girl is fucking constantly just creaming in her pants talking to him the whole time.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, she's fucking losing it. And he's trying to figure out, he's trying to be cool with it, you know what I mean? But and what's funny is that, you know, he's got to be in his 60s, Vigo. I'd say he's in his 60s. But he's in real good shape, though. I mean, fucking, if you're going to be 60, that's what you want to look like.
You'd probably really like Eastern Promises, actually. Yeah. He's in that, too. That's also David Cronenberg.
So I guess he's the Mick Jagger. He's the Mick Jagger of surgery.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, well, the thing about it is, I think they kind of get into, because he's, I don't know if he's necessarily making fun of performance art, but he is kind of like doing a little bit of a satire on it.
Yeah, I think he was.
Of like body mod and stuff, because the thing about it is that, you know, in this day and age, like whenever this is supposed to be, because nobody feels any pain anymore, most people don't. Like, some people still do. But because nobody does, and nobody gets infected, so basically, you know, all of these people, like, everybody's trying to be, it's almost kind of like everyone's trying to be, like, the latest TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that, I mean, even though TikTok, the internet, and anything like that in the movies, the universe does not exist.
No, they just have cameras.
Yeah, but
old-fashioned cameras.
And some of them are old-fashioned, and some of them are new, like a Ring that just have, like, a camera on it, like that.
Yeah, that's right.
But then some of them are, like, look like they're from the 90s, like little digital cameras from the 90s, like little Sonys or whatever, so I thought that was kind of funny. But, so the thing about it is that Saul and Caprice, I guess they've been doing it longer, and he's the one that that is like super good at it, because all of them, they're just kind of like, well, they're cutting themselves up, you know, because they don't feel any pain and blah blah blah. But since he's amazing at growing all of these organs, which actually that one other character that told me, he's like, oh, you got anything new cooking in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't really have any control over it, but he keeps growing them and it seems to be like speeding up. So obviously he's kind of like top of the heap because he keeps growing all of these new organs that they can subsequently remove, which other performance artists, they don't have that angle. So they're like way good at it, and they've seemed to have been doing it for a longer time. But now you get like all these other, and you do get to see, like, I think they showed in the trailer, like that guy that had like his eyes and lips like sewn shut and had like ears all over him and stuff. Yeah. So they show like a little bit of that, and they show like a little bit of like other kind of more standard, bless you, sweetie. Mookie's over there sneezing. They show other kind of like more standard like body mod type stuff, like a woman that has like her face all cut up and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like she gets that done. But he's the only one that actually, they have this autopsy machine and they go in there like a remote control autopsy and they take all the organs out. And she actually like tattoos them while they're still in there, right?
Yeah.
I think they said that too.
Yeah Adriana, if that's your favorite ones, you'd probably like this one.
Yeah, Grampter said, which one is more whack, like, weird, Dead Ringers or Crimes of the Future?
Crimes of the Future.
This one's weirder. Yeah. This one is more grotesque. I mean, Dead Ringers is probably, I don't know, I was going to say it's probably my favorite, David Cronenberg, but all of them are, I mean, Videodrome and The Fly and everything like that.
The Fly is not like a Cronenberg movie, though, in the way that it's pretty coherent. It's like a big, budget Hollywood movie. I mean,
yeah,
Spielberg,
that's his most
that
accessible.
Yeah, Spielberg could have made that movie.
This is definitely a Cronenberg movie. I mean,
Adriana, if you haven't seen Brood, you need to see The Brood. That's my, I think The Brood might be my favorite Cronenberg movie.
I mean, yeah, The Brood.
I might like it better than Videodrome, even though I do like Videodrome.
The Brood is really good.
It's weird, yeah.
I guess, well, Dead Ringers for me, I think it was because maybe, I don't know, I just have like a really soft spot for that one, and it's just kind of like, and that one is even, I mean, it's weird, but it's not like one of his weirder ones. This one's way weirder and like way more grotesque than, as far as like the imagery goes.
Yeah.
You know, Dead Ringers was more psychological. Yeah. Like, it had some kind of disturbing images and stuff in it far as body horror, but it was more psychological.
He did Scanners too, didn't he?
He did,
yeah. I liked Scanners also. I don't have Scanners.
See, they're all good.
I need to get Scanners. They're all good. Yeah.
And, you know, even his earlier ones like Shivers and all that kind of stuff, but... Yeah, I mean, this one, if you like Cronenberg, I don't see why you wouldn't like this one. It is very, it's very slow, it's very expository, like I said. So there's a lot of dialogue-heavy scenes, and a lot of the dialogue is kind of, like, very elevated and, like, pretentious, but it's like that on purpose, I guess.
You're not sure you know exactly what they're talking about.
Right.
And they're using double meanings and stuff.
Yeah. But it does have, like, a really lot of fucked up imagery in it.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're looking for, it definitely is like a return to form. I can't believe, like, David Cronenberg is almost 80.
Yeah.
He's almost 80.
Zach says, does anybody else find it kind of weird that Brandon basically cribbed his dad's style for his own movies? I don't think that's very unusual though, because it wouldn't surprise me if his dad might have had something to do with him making those movies. They might have been, he might have helped him on it. But I think his movies were good.
Yeah.
And you would go see a Cronenberg movie to see that kind of movie. So I think that's probably the right angle to take, you know. Like, if there was a Spielberg Jr. making movies, he would be doing it like in his dad's style.
I mean, and the thing about it is that how much of it is just like, oh, cribbing his dad's style, or, you know, that's genetically, that's your dad, and he was around all the time, so you were influenced by him as well. So it's like, I don't know if it's necessarily, maybe they're just, like, interested in the same shit.
Yeah.
And that's why. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
It could just be that.
The movie I saw that he did, I liked it.
Yeah, Possessor was really good. Yeah. You'd probably like Antiviral, too. And that, I saw that one, actually, it might be free. I saw that one like a few months back because I did it for my, I reviewed it for my other series. But I think it was on, might have been on Tubi because I don't think I paid to watch it. But yeah, that was his first one. But yeah, this is, it's definitely like a return to form. It reminded me very much of Existenz. But the thing about it is that last time I watched Existenz, I used to really like that movie when it first came. I saw it in the theater when it came out in 1999. And then I saw it a couple times subsequently. I think I watched it again like a year or two ago. And it seemed, weirdly, it seemed like futuristic, but also seemed like really dated. It seemed like very, very late 90s computer hacker type stuff. But this is along the same lines, but it's not about a virtual reality game. It's essentially just like... And it's not supposed to be... You know what the weird thing? I had forgotten completely about this, and that's why, like, the title, Crimes of the Future, like, sounded so familiar to me, was because David Cronenberg made a movie called Crimes of the Future back in 1970. It was, like, an hour-long movie, but it doesn't really have anything to do with this one. I think in that one, some character, like, mentioned something, like, about sex and surgery or something like that, but it wasn't, the movie wasn't really about that. So I don't really know why he titled it the same thing, other than just being, like, cheeky.
That's what he is.
Maybe. But, yeah, I mean, if you like Cronenberg, it's definitely worth seeing. Like I said, it is, it's kind of slow, and it's kind of, but, I mean, I really dug it. And I kind of want to watch it again, because, like I said, I think I missed, like, a lot of
I didn't really
nuances.
See it as being slow.
Yeah?
I didn't really see it as being slow. No. It seemed normal to me. I mean, I was entertained through the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was too. I was too. Right. I just thought it was funny. Like, a few times, it's funny because, like I said, we were in the theater at night, and there was only one other guy in there. And so, like, a couple times when some real fucked up shit, like, happened in the movie, Tom just laughed out loud and was just like, man, Cronenberg.
Yeah. It's not super disturbing, though, in the way, you know, I've seen much worse. It's just Cronenberg does weird shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you've seen any of his other movies, I don't think it's going to, like, alarm you or anything. Yeah, nah. You know, because he always does shit like that. Now, if you're just, like, somebody that doesn't watch horror movies or hasn't seen any of his other movies, yeah, you might think it's, like, kind of fucked up. Right. But the only thing that I thought, I don't want to, like, spoil it because I think Mango just came in and said he's trying to avoid spoilers. There was one thing, it didn't shock me, but I was surprised that he went as far as he went with it. If you've seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. So I was surprised, I was like, oh, well, okay, he went there. But, you know, that was the only thing that I was just kind of, like, surprised by. But, yeah, there's a lot of...
You go see it, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely worth watching. Definitely worth watching. Yeah, Mango said Cronenberg is up there with Kubrick for me. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's like a Videodrome and Brood, you know, it's kind of a return to what he normally does. It's got a little bit of everything. It's even got, like, shit from Dead Ringers is kind of in it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's like what he normally does.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody go see it. And then tell us what you think about it. All right, so are we done?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we don't want to spoil too much about this one because...
Can't talk any more about it.
Because, it's super new. But yeah, so I guess that'll do it for this review. Now, tomorrow's Wednesday, so tomorrow's the main show.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Navajo Code Talkers, or the Native American Code Talkers. They weren't all Navajo. I think, like, the Navajo were the best-known ones. But so we're going to talk about that. So that should be an entertaining show, that one in the poll. So we'll see everybody tomorrow evening, and have a good rest of your day. Bye.